This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Wheat Association's Southern Illinois Wheat Tour is scheduled for Thursday, May 26th. Manager of the association, Diane Hanley, says participants will have four locations to choose from for the tour, and they'll end the day at a Belleville Research Center.
This is an event that we have every year, usually third, fourth week of May, an annual tour that we do in Southern Illinois, where 80% of the wheat in Illinois is in the southern part of the state. So on Thursday, May 26th, we will be having our Southern Illinois Wheat Tour. We'll start out at 9 in the morning at four different locations around the state. Seymour Milling in Teutopolis, Metal Milling in Mount Olive, Wehmeyer Seed Company in Muskoda, and Wabash Valley Services Company in Carmi. So participants will start at 9 o'clock at these locations, and then they'll each tour will go through six or seven counties and do tiller counts, meet back at a central location, which this year will be at the Belleville Research Center, and continue on there with a tour of the Belleville Research Center variety trials that the university has there. And then we have what we call a report back session in the evening with a dinner where we determine what the proposed tiller counts will be for this year.
And will there also be a speaker on hand?
Yes, we will have Fred Kolb, a U of I professor of small grain breeding, will be on hand to discuss the wheat development and wheat diseases. He will be at the Belleville location to kind of review the variety trials, and then they'll also talk about what they saw during the day. In addition to doing the tiller counts, they also look for disease, see if there's scab or rust or whatever. They all kind of, each location, the tour leader will kind of give a report on what they found in their counties that they reviewed.
So you mentioned several different locations for the tour. Now, does it matter which one people choose to go to? Kind of tell us what they need to know to get signed up as well.
People pretty much, I would assume, pick the location that's closest to where they live. There are kind of four different locations throughout the state. They're pretty far apart so that they're not on top of each other, and they just pick the one that's closest to them, and then each of the leaders will kind of pick the path through the counties so that they all end up back at Belleville around 4 o'clock to start the evening portion of the program.
And I believe there's also the option, if you don't want to go on a tour, you don't have to, but you can still join in the evening festivities?
Right. So if anybody's coming for the evening festivities, we do need you to sign up because of the dinner. We do have a catered meal, and it is free. We have it being provided by Seymour Milling, Metal Milling, Ardent Mills, and ADM Milling. They all provide the meal, but we do have to have a head count. So if you're planning on coming to the location in the evening, you do need to have a reservation, and you can make that reservation through our office at the Illinois Wheat Association.
Anything that we haven't covered either about the tour or the Illinois Wheat Association that you'd like to mention?
Not really, other than I could provide you with our website. There is a flyer on our website that will tell you how to get registered, illinoiswheat.org, or you can call Charlene, my assistant, at 309-557-3619, and she can get you signed up for the dinner. But if you want to go on a tour, there is phone numbers on the flyer that you would need to call each respective tour leader to sign up for the tour, so the leaders will know who all is coming from their location.
And remind us again the date and times for the tour.
That'll be May 26th, starting at 9 a.m. for the tours and 4 o'clock for the evening session.
And once again, that was Diane Hanley, the manager of the Illinois Wheat Association. The Illinois Products Farmers Market is reopening this week on Thursday, May 12th. This is the ninth year for the market, and the Illinois Department of Ag says last year the night market made itself known as a happy hour destination with live entertainment on the Lincoln stage, Illinois wine and beer, and various food trucks, as well as fresh Illinois produce and Illinois-made products. The farmers market will be held every Thursday from 4 to 7 at the Shed, which is located across from Lincoln Stage, and the parking is free. Lincolnland Community College will be expanding on the department's farm-to-table initiative. The school's Culinary Institute will be on hand the first and second Thursdays of every month to perform cooking demonstrations. Also new this year, the Illinois Products Farmers Market is helping to raise awareness about important community services and events. Various theme nights throughout the market will help educate the public about making a difference in their community. Returning this year will be the title sponsor, Springfield Clinic. All season long, market goers will have access to various specialists in diet and nutrition, sports medicine, women's health, cardiology, audiology, dermatology, orthopedics, and several others. All products sold at the Illinois Products Farmers Market are processed, produced, and packaged by a vendor in the state of Illinois. And space is still available if you're interested in participating as a vendor at the 2016 market. Applications for vendors can be found online at the Illinois Department of Ag's website. And if you didn't know already, May is National Beef Month. And to celebrate the month, our friends at the Central Illinois Livestock Association are giving away five $20 beef certificates. All you have to do to enter the WSMI drawing is send an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, enter the word beef in the subject line, and include your name and phone number in the message of the email. So this is working the same way that we had the contest for the pork certificates. We will be accepting entries from today, May 9th, through Monday, May 23rd. For a full listing of the rules, please visit our website, WSMIradio.com. Click on the contest link, which is located under the Entertainment tab at the top of the page. And again, all you need to do is send an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, put the word beef in the subject line, and include your name and phone number in the message of the email. And since it's National Beef Month, I'll be providing you with random facts and information about the industry throughout the contest. And today's beef fact is that Texas is the top producer of beef in the U.S., and Texas is followed by Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.